Hi, my name is Victoria Whelan and I'm the Passion Project Mentor. And I love, love, love working with people and their passions and their projects and bringing them to the world. So this is a guided visualization. And I'd like to say for those who don't visualize very well, it's also just feel into it. I invite you to feel into this experience. So everyone can feel like they can participate. And I'm going to invite you into this special place for your project. And it's actually a whole festival for your project and all different elements that you can really drink deep and see what your project is actually all about. Now, obviously, you know a lot about your project, but this is just let yourself be surprised with this discovery tour. You will need a pen and paper. And you can't listen to this when you're driving, people. Don't drive and do this. But I want you to claim some space. Just claim, put 15 minutes aside to do this. And listen to the meditation. Write your notes and then go back. And I've got some questions for you at the end. So enjoy, settle in. Headphones on, turn the ringer off, get comfy. So I want you to drop back into your body where you are in the seat, noticing your breath, and just inviting your breath to deepen, become a bit more luxurious. Especially that outward breath. Let it take you down and deeper into a deeper landscape inside. Drinking in your breath, and then as you let go of your breath, just arriving more deeply in your body, in your bones, where your seat is. And letting go of the day. Letting go all that has been, just to be here now, to take this journey with your project. And just sit quietly with your project. Imagine your project as this small infant, and you're just watching it in wonder as it takes its steps, starts to take its glorious little steps into the world, doing its thing. And it's like a beautiful thing of wonder. Just wonderful. And I want you to just take your project and give it a sort of an embrace, bring it into your heart and say, I've got you. I will take care of you. You're with me. I will look after you. Which of those words feel a little the strongest? And just say it again. I've got you. You're with me. I will look after you. And then you find yourself in a really interesting car with your project. And your project is now sort of embodied in you, and it comes in and out of your body when you need it to. And you're in the car and you're traveling to this place, which is actually a magical, magical festival. And as you arrive, and you're let out of your car, and I want you to imagine what is, you're actually at a festival, which is all about your project. This festival is just about your project. It's like wonder on steroids. It's like, oh my goodness, it's a whole festival about my project. Shut the front door, look at this. And I want you to look up at the banner. What does the banner say? What are the colors of the welcome banner? What is it made from? And you might want to get a pen and paper. I know you've got your eyes closed. But just scribble down. What does this banner look like? What's it made of? What are the colors? And what does it say? And you may be a person that doesn't really visualize. So it might be a feeling. How does it feel? How's it going to smell? What does it make you feel when you see it? Have you got that sense of welcome? Is there something else there? Is there any other anxieties there? Any fears? Any other feelings there? And as you pass through now, through the threshold into the festival of your project, it's just a wonderland, a place of absolute wonder. And you can hear some music going on and it draws you over to this amazing venue. What does the venue look like? What is the feeling there? And what is the tune? What is going on? What is this music? What style is it? Is it folky? Is it world music? Is it pop ballad? Is it opera? What is this music? How does this music make you feel? Included, alive, sensitive, touched. And if there's any lyrics that you can pick up on, what are they singing? If there is, there might not be, but you might be lucky enough to hear a few little lines and write them down. I mean, this is just a complete culture of your passion project all in one place. And you think, oh, I'm going to go and get a drink somewhere. So you leave the music and you just sort of follow the yellow brick road down the path and you come across this bar. They're selling your favorite drink. It could be coconut smoothies. It could be baobab ice cream. It could be whatever the most exotic, lovely drink in the world that you like. It could be the most beautiful water from the most sacred well. You buy yourself this drink and you notice that you're sort of in a club and there's a comedian there and everybody is just laughing and laughing. And this comedian is completely taking the mickey out of your project. And what is they saying? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is there two of them? Is there one of them? What is going on? And people are just laughing out loud, just belly laughs, and this huge relief in the room. And you can look around the room and really get a sense of, oh, all this taboo is being blown apart in humor. It's so funny. Perhaps they're using, you know, characters that are associated with your project. How is the content? What are they saying? Can you get one of the jokes? Can you get the feeling of what it's doing in the room? And the liberation of humor as you drink your cool drink. What's your drink? Don't forget to write down, what's your drink? Oh, this is just so good, so good. And you feel like, oh, I'm feeling a little hungry. I'm going to go and find some food. So you go down, walking down the marketplace, and there is just all this great sort of food. Every sort of food in the whole world is just there. And you just find your favorite food or a food that you've never tried before or something that you go, that's what I'm eating. And you go up there and it's the most amazing smells and spices and presentation. And it's so, so beautiful, the food. So just clock, what food is this? How does it make you feel when you eat it? You're sitting down at a bank, looking across the vista of the festival. With your beautiful food, what do you see? What do you see? It's just like everybody is doing what you'd hoped, the results of your project. They're doing it. It's here. It's happening. How do you feel? Wow. And then you finish your food and it's biodegradable, beautiful containers, or it might be just banana leaf, whatever it is, and you find a place for that and you keep walking down and there's all these amazing stalls. All again, what do the stalls are doing? Oh my god, that stall is selling this. Oh my god, that stall is actually promoting that. Look at that, I can't believe that stall over there. Anything, writing these down, these magical stalls. You're still walking through the marketplace because there's a stall ahead that you're drawn to go into, and it's a beautiful bookshop. It's just like the most groovy bookshop you've ever come across. And how does it look? Is there beautiful places to sit? And there is there like lovely, comfortable sort of chairs or lounges or bean bags? What is it? So beautiful. And as you walk past all these books and all these titles, every book is to do with your project. And there's just a few titles that jump right out at you. You just go, oh, look at that title. And these are titles you might actually know, or they've just been made up. And if you're not a visual person, what is the feeling of these titles? What do you get? Oh, that one is this feeling. Oh, that one is this process. Yes. And then one book just jumps into your hand. And remarkably, you're the author of this book. It's your name on the book. What is the title? And you flip over, and who endorsed this book? Someone that you don't know yet. You go, shut the front door, that person's endorsed it. My God, I didn't even know they knew me. Yes, feel that. Feel the sense of, oh my goodness, I am a part of this movement. I am a contributor, huge contributor to this. And then finally, you take your book and put it back because someone else is going to buy it because you've got that book. And you find yourself drawn down the path to this amazing, amazing sort of debate area. And it's so alive. And there's speakers from like arguing and passionate, and they just really know their stuff. And you're sitting there just going so inspired. Who are the speakers? If there's just one, if there's two. Might be a debate, might just be a speaker. What is the main message? What is the feeling there? This speaker. What is being discussed? How is it changing the world? You're just getting so many ahas. It's just so inspiring. Writing down anything that comes, a feeling even, and getting all those ahas. Oh, it's been so rich already, and you just need some chill out time to take it all in. And you walk down to this gorgeous lake, and next to the lake, there's these beautiful, beautiful eco jacuzzis. And you get yourself in the tub, and you're just in the tub there with you and your project alone, just the two of you. And there's this moment of, an integration. And like, wow, this is all about you. This is all about you, this festival. And you turn and look at your project and you say, you get a sense of what do you need from your project? What do you need for it to do to you, for you? Might be about giving you happiness or freedom or a place to love fully and freely, place to care and put your heart. Could be something completely different. It could be that it's going to give you a sense of place. What do you need from your project? And ask your project, I need this from you. And let it really receive it. I need this from you. I need this from you. And just really feel that it's been received and acknowledged, and the project really hears you and acknowledges you in whatever way, bowing to you or hugging you or whatever it is, but just saying, yeah, I hear you. And then the project speaks up and says, I need this from you. It could be a number of things. It could be time, money, resources, that you make it its priority you find, you know, time for it to be. That you need, might need to find people to help you to make it happen. The project says, I need this from you. It could be anything. It could surprise you. I need this from you. And you really, really receive it. You really hear it. You really embody what it's saying. I need this from you. And you let the project know you've really, really heard it. And just in a moment of complete acknowledgement of really hearing and listening to each other, you hug and you really just say, yeah, we're in this together. Yeah, I've got you. Yeah, let's do this. Let's make it happen. Then you're both magically out of the tub, dressed, dried, and ready to leave the festival and get back into your groovy car and be taken back home. It's just done so easily. You're so full, so grateful. And you arrive back home, and you arrive back here, taking a deep breath and wiggling your fingers and toes and allowing yourself to come back into the space. Well done.
So, with your notes, I want you to notice, what did the banner say? What colors were the banner? Write that down. What were the lyrics of the song? What was the vibe? What was the tribe that you saw at this festival? Who was your core audience? What was your drink that you had? What is its flavor? And the food, what was that flavor? Was it full of vitality? Did it have a certain style about it? These are all great things for your culture pot or your recipe for your project. You know, when you think of companies like Lush or Apple, you know their culture as much as their products. So we are developing the culture in which you are going to find your audience, develop your voicings, all of those sort of things. And then when you went down into that bookshop, what are the titles of the book so that jumped out at you? You can make them up, you know, just whatever happened in the visualization. Be surprised. And looking at the title of your book, were you surprised what came? And who endorsed it? And who was the speakers? And what were they debating or what were they passionate about? What was their worldview? What was their position on the project that you're doing? And finally, when you were there with your project, what did you ask of it? And what did it ask of you? And are you guys ready to make that commitment to each other? So this has been a delightful journey. Thank you so much. If you want to explore your passion project more or find out about our courses and our offerings, we would love to play with you and help bring your passion to the world and getting you doing what you love. So yes, subscribe, sign up, all the business. That would be fantastic. And as this next song suggests, do what you were born to be.
Thank you.
on.